Would you like to be known as somebody who's full of it?
Welcome to the podcast with your host, Craig T. Owens. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
I know a lot of times when we hear that phrase, it is very negative in its connotations, isn't it? You look at somebody and you go, oh, well, they're really full of it. Or sometimes we say they're really full of themselves. But I want to make a case that that phrase could actually be used in a really good way. There is a man that we meet in the New Testament. He only appears on the pages of the New Testament scripture for just a brief moment, but what a bright, shining moment it is. His name is Stephen, and there is a word that describes him consistently, and that word is full. Right at the very beginning, we meet him in Acts chapter 6. The apostles have gotten to a spot where their plate is full. They've been preaching the word. The church is growing. There's a lot of responsibilities. And one of the responsibilities that they have taken on that has now begun to overwhelm them a little bit is caring for the widows that need to get a distribution of food. And so they say, we need to select some guys to oversee this feeding program. And here's the qualifications that they have for them. I find this very interesting because the job description doesn't start off with somebody who is really good with logistics and has a knowledge of food, but it just says this: we want to pick men who are known to be full of the Spirit, speaking of the Holy Spirit, and wisdom. Full of the Spirit and full of wisdom. And the very first person that they choose is this man named Stephen. So that is how we meet him at first, as he is described as being full of the Holy Spirit and full of wisdom. Now, that word for full there means absolutely permeated. So you can't put anything else in it. Think of a glass that has been filled all the way to the very brim, and you can't put anything else into it. It's already as full as it possibly can be. That is this word here for Stephen. But it doesn't just stop there. Just a couple of verses farther down, we read again that it says, because he was full of God's grace and power, then he was able to speak very persuasively. God did miracles through him, again, because he is just full of the Spirit of God. Later on, the word full isn't there, but I think it's implied. It says that the wisdom that the Holy Spirit gave him allowed him to continue to speak very persuasively to people that were now starting to attack him, people that were coming against him. They were false witnesses. There were people that wanted to pull him down, and he didn't lose any of his joy in the process, but he has this wisdom. And then all the way at the very end of his life, so he preaches a sermon. We have this brief glimpse of him in Acts chapter 6. Almost the entirety of Acts chapter 7 is his sermon where he's addressing the religious leaders because he's been called in by these false witnesses. And at the very end, the religious leaders are upset with him. They want to stone him to death. And listen to what it says still at the very end, full of the Holy Spirit. At his death, full of the Holy Spirit, he was able to look up to heaven and pray the similar words to Jesus from the cross, where Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Stephen prayed the same thing. He says, Father, don't lay this charge against them. As they are killing him, as they're stoning him to death, full of the Holy Spirit, he's able to speak these words. So that's the case that I want to make, is that we should be full of it. Full of what? What was Stephen full of? The Holy Spirit. How do you know that you're full of the Holy Spirit? Well, in Galatians chapter 5, we have this great list. It says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, let me ask you a question. When you are carrying a glass that is full to the brim, what happens when you get jostled? What comes out of the glass? Whatever is in the glass, whatever the glass is full of. This is a great way for you to find out what you're full of. How do you respond when you're bumped, when you're jostled, when somebody runs into you, when you weren't expecting it? What spills out of your life? That is the indication of what you are full of. So pay close attention. Don't excuse it and say, they caught me off guard, or that was a Freudian slip, or I just wasn't at my best right then. Be brutally honest with yourself and with the Holy Spirit. What are you full of? When you're jostled, Are things like love and joy and peace and patience and self-control spilling out of you? If they are, then you can say, like Stephen, I'm full of it. Let's be full of the power and the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.